brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're scheduled to have Pat Buchanan with his new book, Day of Reckoning, joining us in 30 minutes. Then we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi to analyze all the incredible disinformation and spin from the news media claiming there's no such thing as even a trans-Texas corridor. I mean, that's all over our news. They got billboards up saying trans-Texas corridor everywhere. It's really getting crazy. But they know the general public doesn't look into it. So they just lie. I mean, imagine cops out there driving along all day. They see these Trans-Texas Corridor, what's the name of the website? Billboards everywhere with a guy with a cowboy hat on it saying how great it is. Bus drivers, people that, there's got to be 20 of these in Austin. I mean, look how they treat you like idiots. This system is criminal! Brendan in New York, you're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. I just have a few minutes left on my phone, so I might get cut off at some point here.
Just go ahead and hit us.
I was wondering if you caught Lou Dobbs on Democracy Now! Yesterday.
No, I didn't catch it.
He was there for the entire hour. They talked about the immigration issue. And it was interesting, towards the end of the episode, someone mentioned the North American Union, and one of the co-anchors on the show just completely denied its existence. And then today, on today's episode of Democracy Now!, they had a gentleman from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Let me guess, saying that if you talk about the NAU, it's code word for hurting blacks.
It's for hurting any minority, it seems like. In this case, Latinos. Their headline today is FBI statistics show anti-Latino hate crimes on the rise. And it's all statistics from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The folks that brought you Elohim City, the command base. Oh, that's from great.
It seems like they're really covering, they're confusing this issue with anti-immigration, you know, and they're citing.
Hey, when we had Chinese spies and Chinese generals running the Commerce Department, CNN would say it was racism against Asians to talk about it. They treat the public like complete morons.
It's incredible to me because I go to Democracy Now!, I go to Pacifica Radio, you know, as a legitimate source of news, and it really shocked
Sir,
me.
Sir, it's all Ford Foundation run.
Yeah, I looked into that a little bit, yeah.
They admit of some of the things that are happening, but then give fraudulent solutions to it all, more government, more corporate-controlled crime syndicate. I mean, the government is a tool of the multinationals.
It seems like they throw a little bit of truth in there, and they say, see, look here, you can't deny this, and then they just tie up all this other misinformation.
Well, what do you think Glenn Beck does? He'll get on and say, law of the sea treaty is totally evil, New World Order takeover, it's horrible, let's arrest Ron Paul supporters.
And neither neither the anchors of Democracy Now! Nor Lou Dobbs brought it up. And when the North American Union was finally brought up at the end of yesterday's episode, Juan Gonzalez, he just kind of sneered at it, and they really, I don't know, it was interesting. They didn't talk about it. They jumped directly to the Minutemen. They talked about all these other issues.
Yeah, that's guilt by association. I've noticed they'll have newscasts about child molesters, and they'll have the next piece is about the Minutemen. Or they'll have it's all psychological warfare. And, I mean, do the citizens out there listening think it's cute or fun to have this done against us?
You have to look at the money. You have to look at, you know, the fact that every dollar that's issued is loaned, and that, you know, there's a lot of key issues which just seem to get lost. And
look, Amy Goodman, the person that runs Democracy Now!, was there during the countdown and was told to get back. They were going to blow up Building 7. You see her start running, and then it blows up. I mean, we've talked to the emergency workers who were there. We've interviewed them while the countdown was going, and she's told, you see her listening, and then she starts running. I mean, you know, give me a break. Give me a break. Excuse me?
How can they not speak up? How can they not, you know?
Because she's living in a penthouse, man. A lot of people are easy to buy. Be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what they're after using.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, as we await Pat Buchanan joining us, and then, of course, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Every day I'm sent, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, depends on the day, different state documents, federal documents on their own websites, announcements, photos of billboards, clips of the heads of different legislatures in the U.S. and Canada, announcing the North American Union, announcing the trade corridors, announcing the NAFTA superhighways. I mean, here's just one of them today. And this is from Infrastructure and Transportation, Alberta government. See, just up there, they don't even deny any of it. NAFTA trade corridors, and it shows the NAFTA, it calls it NAFTA superhighway, is the one that goes through Texas. The other big massive one is Canamax. Then they call another one just Interstate 5, and then Camino Real is one that comes out of the Mexico border up into New Mexico, into Colorado, and then on up into Canada, right up through Wyoming and Montana on that border. But, I mean, this is what I mean. I'm literally just drowning in documents, and you're just emailing them in mass, keep it up, all the land. I mean, no one person could track hundreds of federal agencies in each country. I don't know if Mexico has hundreds. I know Canada has hundreds of different agencies and sub-agencies. I know the U.S. does. You read the list. from the SPP meetings. I mean, there's thousands of people at them, thousands of different heads of every agency you can imagine. It's just unbelievable. They even have joint sessions of Congress secretly. They'll be admitted. Well, they're having a secret session of the North American Congress. They were having that 6 years ago. Well, they're in Cancun. It's not open to the public. We ought to pull, I forgot about that. We ought to pull that up and post that. I mean, I just, but here it is. The website is infratrans.gov. Or it's better to just type into Google infrastructure and transportation. It's the Alberta Infrastructure and Transportation. Just type that in. And then after that on Google, type NAFTA trade corridors. And then it's called NAFTA Superhighway. Hey, but that baby doesn't exist. Official map. Oh, my goodness. I just can't handle it anymore. We got billboards everywhere saying Trans-Texas Corridor, and CNN says Ron Paul's delusional and claims there's a Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas. I mean, the billboards are everywhere. In fact, I meant to Google that during the break. I forget the exact name of it. I know it says Trans Corridor. I wonder if it's .gov, .text. It's got a big website up there. It says Trans-Texas Corridor on it. Let me just type it in. Trans-Texas Corridor. Okay. And you type that in, and Keeping Texas Moving, in your area, Trans-Texas Corridor, new toll roads, congestion relief, safer roads. See how great it is. Oh, there's a news article today about how they're going to put transponders in all evacuees' vehicles. Trans-Texas Corridor. Here's Wikipedia saying it's real. Oh, it's ttc.keeptexasmoving.org. There we go. Imaginary. Huge maps everywhere saying it's part of the NAFTA Superhighway. Says how they're taking all the private property right there on their site. Oh, here it is. Trans-Texas Corridor. .blogspot.com. It's just I can't believe I'm here like an idiot going, it's real. It's real. We're not crazy. We're not. There's billboards everywhere. Ooh, I know I just keep repeating this over and over again. We got Corsi coming up next hour to talk about it with his angle on it. But, I mean, I'm actually getting a headache now when I think about this, because watching everybody get conned, watching the public get snookered and suckered and scammed and bamboozled and taken for a ride, fleeced, sheared, scammed, robbed, shanghaied, bushwhacked, defrauded, swindled. I mean, at a certain point, I'm like, why do I even do this show? If the idiot moron yuppies out there think everything's so cute and funny and they don't need to get involved in politics, or they can talk about how they like Hillary or they like Fred Thompson or Giuliani, you make me sick. What is it you don't understand? It's like when a big city police department goes corrupt and, you know, in cases in New York where they'd send two-thirds of the vice squad to prison for it. You know, clean the city up, and then it gets corrupt again in a few years. The whole government's gone that way. That doesn't mean you rubber stamping something at some bureaucracy or you going out and inspecting water lines. I'm not saying you. I mean the higher-ups, folks, are just literally swaggering around totally in the bought and paid for by foreign interests. They're openly talking about how they want martial law in America. They killed a bunch of people on 9/11, absolute fact. And it's just getting worse. It's getting worse and worse. Okay, I guess Thomas in Tennessee is up next. You're on the air, Thomas.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, most of the population is intent on staying uninformed. Just the other night in the debate, I don't know if anybody even commented on it or even talked about it, but Huckabee just took away one of Ron Paul's platforms, just went with it and got big applause. I'm going to take away the IRS. I never heard him say that before. You know, the silence is deafening because no one's talking about the rise in the polls, and He's dominating everywhere. And then they're just going to take away his platforms and repeat what he says and get applause. It's ridiculous. And Sam Cohen.
Well, by the way, Huckabee is for tuition for illegal aliens.
I know, but they're not going
to. It doesn't matter. He's a good little toady pot. They're afraid that conservatives are going to wake up the polls, so they're just calling him the little starling now.
They're just intent on staying uninformed. You know, 40 years ago, Anthony Hilder with Millennium 2000 was put out a set of record albums about the Illuminati 40 years ago. I mean, I was just born then. You know, and this is Sam Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, said that it was impossible for that Ryder truck to bring down the city, that building in Oklahoma City. The father of the neutron bomb. People are just intent on staying uninformed. They don't love their children. When I hug and kiss my children at bed every night, I thank the Lord that I have these children that He's given me. If we do not stand up and take our country back and put Ron Paul in there, it's over. And people are just need to wake up and realize that Ron Paul is dominating, and the press is just
imagine CNN and Fox and national talk show hosts and questions during the debates are saying it doesn't exist, and Ron Paul is—they're saying he's mentally ill. They got billboards up and TV ads.
As soon as he said NAFTA Superhighway, if there was an informed public out there, they would have Googled NAFTA Superhighway and seen at least 500 hits immediately, right in front of their eyeballs. But they just are intent on living on Fox News sound bites and just sitting there like dumbed down sheep and not doing anything about it. It's their fault if they do that. It's their fault. Personally, they're really held responsible if they do not do their own research.
The thing is that if they can't even admit. I mean, there's 25 million, 26 million people in Texas. There's hundreds of billboards up just on the 35 corridor saying Trans-Texas Corridor, TV ads, how great it is. And I guarantee you, a bunch of Texans watched television and thought Ron Paul was a kook, even though they see the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Right in their own state.
I mean, that's what I mean. And then imagine if they can't believe that when it's in their face. Or when you type NAFTA Superhighway in and it's on the federal websites, then can you imagine me telling them they're putting cancer viruses in their vaccines? Can you imagine me telling them that they're carrying out eugenics against all of us? They don't even know what eugenics means, brother. They literally, I know, it's just, hey, listen, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Mark in Boston. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling to announce that the Boston Tea Party and Conference for 9/11 Truth will be happening December 15th and 16th. We've got an advertisement up on Infowars.net that I personally paid for out of my own pocket. I'm actually not to toot my own horn or anything, but I was the guy that was assaulted by the Fox News reporter, and you guys graciously put that up on Prison Planet, I believe. I would just like hope that things like what We Are Change is doing and what you are doing would influence people to get out there and be active and hand out flyers, hand out your DVDs, just get involved, come to our conference, donate money to Ron Paul.
Tell folks about when and where your conference is.
It's Saturday, December 15th at Faneuil Hall. We're having Joel Hirschhorn, former staff member, Congressional Office of Technology Assessment. I'm just reading it from a flyer. Stephen Jones, former the physics professor, Richard Gage, Kevin Ryan. We're having Bob Bowman, Kevin Barrett, Barbara Huniger. I think we're even having some victims' family members.
Sounds like a powerful lineup to me. A bunch of engineers and physicists in that lineup.
It's very exciting. I really hope we'll be able to cover the cost of renting the venue.
I mean, what are they going to do when one of the most respected Italian presidents ever and the former head of their intelligence agency says our government carried out 9/11?
That's shocking. I'm glad he did it. I'm so happy.
Wait till you see who we've got tomorrow, brother. A little surprise guest for everybody. All right, I appreciate your call. You keep it up, my friend. And thank you for all you do out there. And it's not gracious of us to post the video of Fox News assaulting you. It's gracious of you to put your way in the, to put yourself in the way of their fist.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Tabby Cannon scheduled to be with us in the next segment. We're about to go right back to your calls, but it is
Big Bad John.
The holiday season, and you really should give yourself the gift of preparedness. And we've got the longest continually operating, highest quality freeze-dried foods out there, and so they pack in a lot of food in very small areas. I mean, a year's supply can fit in a closet, and it is high-quality food with all the uncertainty, the economy, the threats of war, all the things that are happening. food prices going up, it is really smart to give the J. Michael Stevens group a call and at least get a free catalog. Or they've got a two-month supply for one individual that's very inexpensive that at least gives you that backup and lasts more than 10 years. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. There's big banners to efoodsdirect.com, the top of infowars.com, and, of course, prisonplanet.com. That website, again, if you missed it, efoodsdirect.com. Another fine company we have is Interfood. If you go to prisonplanet.com and click through the banner, you get 10% off on all of your orders there. If you get in bulk, an additional 20% off. And they have a Coco Mojo healthy immune system boosting hot chocolate brought to you by InterHealth Botanicals. It's one of their newest products. They're the makers, again, of Interfood. And it is just chock full of all of these vitamins in their natural form. And it's a great way to get your children to take these high-quality energized nutrients. And don't forget the Interfood itself, enerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or enerfood.com, and really boost your immune system and a lot more during the holidays when it's so important. Okay, who is up next here? Jay in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Jay. I wrote that Rockefeller's article for you.
Well, good job. What's on your mind?
I've got good news. We had a in-game and loose change movie night last Friday. We had a lot of skeptics show up, and a lot of people came away really impacted, really moved, especially concerning the eugenics half of the of in-game. And so it was a good turnout. We had not a whole lot of people, probably about 40, but a good reception.
Hey, millions of people out there doing similar things to what you're doing is hundreds of millions, and so just keep it up.
Can I when you posted the article, we got inspired, my friends and I, to start an anti-New World Order website. So could we promote that? Is it okay?
Of course you can. Just go ahead.
It's nicenetruth.com, N-I-C-E-N-E, truth.com.
And I'd imagine you talk about imaginary NAFTA highways and stuff that are on all the government websites.
Well, we've just launched it, so we've only been on there a couple of weeks. We've got everything. We've been talking a lot about the drones lately that are just everywhere. By the way, you posted some articles about Houston, and there was one about it happened in Lexington, Kentucky. There were drones everywhere, and they're here in Tennessee too. They're all around Nashville.
Well, we're the cattle.
Only out at night.
We're the cattle, and this is the rogue government with systems that many of the helicopters have that look right through your walls, just letting us know that they absolutely rule us. They've hired 26,000 preachers and trained them now publicly. We told you this a year before it even broke. I'm proud of the fact of that. We had the pastor on who, when we talked to another pastor, and we got the classified documents, and they were restricted. And then now it's been in the news that they're training for gun confiscation and martial law, and that they have recruited first 13,000, and they doubled that number this year to 26,000 preachers. And they're giving sermons now, preparing everyone. That's why everybody's hearing this. And they're giving newscast interviews now saying, yes, it is of the Lord to submit to world government.
You're right about that. We get into a lot of the religious issues, especially the coming one world religion. And, the theme of, programs for pastors is all part of that.
Well, yeah, because once they set up the World Council of Churches with the Rockefellers,
right.
Then they were able to get all of the different denominations for big donations from the World Council of Churches into that, and then they set the doctrine from there.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's how we have the same zoning laws from Austin, Texas to New York, is that it's all internationally written up by the UN, and then it's adopted by treaty, and then the big bond houses and insurance companies put it in their requirements for the cities to be rated or insured, and they all just adopt it. I mean, that's how this whole globalist system is being set up right now. Thanks for the call. All right, the book is Day of Reckoning, Hubris, Ideology, and the Greed Are Tearing America Apart, How That's Happening, by Patrick J. Buchanan. He is scheduled to join us in the next segment. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Someone to hear you.
Well, we interview him just about every year. One of his new books comes out. They've all been bestsellers. Death of the West, years ago, was really one of the first big books to explain how we're going into a new world order, a North American Union, how the West is imploding, what illegal immigration is really all about, sacrificing the United States, Canada, Europe, on the altar of globalism. And his new book is Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. Now, if I tried to go over all of Pat Buchanan's bio, Nixon's speechwriter and working for CNN Crossfire for years. Right now, he's one of the chief political analysts on MSNBC, also a regular on the McLaughlin Group. He writes sometimes daily, but usually weekly, syndicated columns that are always filled with just a lot of vital info, because Pat Buchanan is so respected by conservatives. I would also dovetail that now Dr. Corsi's book, of course, Late Great USA, is a bestseller that dovetails nicely with my new film that just came out, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where we show the world leaders saying they're setting up an NAU, setting up and merging it with the European Union, Bush with Merkel and Barroso of Europe just a few months ago, saying it on C-SPAN. I mean, this is... They say one thing out of one side of their mouth and another thing out of the other side of their mouth, and that's why we're really honored to have Pat Buchanan on, because if people won't listen to me or Dr. Corsi and others, maybe they'll listen to Pat Buchanan. Mr. Buchanan, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Let's first just run down the new book, because there's a lot of topics you cover, and this integrates in with the whole New World Order system, but Day of Reckoning, break it down for us.
Well, there's a number of crises coming up the road at the United States, and it looks to me like a perfect storm. You can start off with the dollar that's sinking very, very rapidly, the deindustrialization of America. We lost 1 in 6 manufacturing jobs, 3 million of them in the last 7 years. You've had $5 trillion in trade deficits since NAFTA. You've got a $233 billion trade deficit with China. You've got a wide-open border, where 6 million people apparently came across in the last 7 years. That's about 800,000 invaders every year. You got no plan to secure that border on the part of the administration or either party. A lot of talk. You've got America tied down in Afghanistan and Iraq. General Powell says the army is breaking, and yet we're committed to defend countries all over the world, from the Baltic republics to Eastern Europe to the Balkans to Israel to the Middle East to the Persian Gulf to Taiwan to South Korea to Japan. And you put all these together with a Social Security and Medicare fiscal crisis, and you put on the fact that the United States, the melting pot, is cracked and broken, and we are not Americanizing or assimilating immigrants the way we used to. We're encouraging them to maintain a separate language. Spanish is becoming the second language in America. I see the decomposition and the deconstruction of America and the eventual merger of the United States with Mexico. And if we don't get the border fence built within the next 10 years, we will never get it built. And I think there will be a de facto merger of this country with Mexico. And that, to me, is the end of the sovereign, independent, unique, different United States of America.
Well, that's what the facts show, but then the mainstream controlled press, unless you or a few other people are on there, and you're maybe 1%, 2% of the news coverage out there, they say it doesn't exist. Ron Paul's delusional. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. CNN said that last week. There's no SPP plan to merge. But then Vicente Fox goes on Larry King Live and says, oh, yeah, we are merging the countries. And the official Canadian Parliament has declarations talking about it. There's hundreds of government websites saying that they're, quote, integrating the nations. Robert Pasture at the CFR is saying it. I mean, how can the establishment continue to have this implementation by stealth? And do you think they're overreaching? Do you think that their intense lying is going to backfire?
Here's what's happening, Alex. And clearly we're moving dramatically and openly toward this. I mean, take the Wall Street Journal. You can Google the name Robert Bartley, conservative, neoconservative, editorial editor of the Wall Street Journal for 30 years. Put his name in and put five words. There shall be open borders. For 25 years, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, the neoconservative voice of the nation, has been fighting to erase the borders between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. As you mentioned, Vicente Fox does not disguise what he is all about. I put in an earlier book of mine, State of Emergency. I've got his direct quotes where he goes over to Europe and says the EU is our model. This is what we want done, the erasure of borders, that people and goods and tourists, everybody travels back and forth at will. This is going on. What is happening is the project was advancing forward until the populist reaction, the same one that defeated the amnesty bill, rose up to the point where they say, whoa, this is just silly, this is paranoid. But the truth is, once you integrate two economies the way ours are being integrated with NAFTA, and the post-NAFTA declaration is down there at Baylor University, inexorably, out of these merger, economic merger, rises a political entity above it, maintain first and foremost the rules and regulations, And this is how the common market, the six-nation common market of 19, or European coal and steel community of 1953, how it evolved into this giant transnational government, the European Union, and only now are you seeing French and Dutch rejecting the new European Constitution, rising up, as Americans are rising up, to say, thus far and no further, we're going to roll this back. We're not going to let these transnational governments rule our country. That the most important thing we have is our nation, and that is independent. And that is unique, and it is different. And we don't want a shotgun marriage between the United States and Mexico.
Now, you're an expert political strategist, so I can pose this question to you, Pat. We see a major realignment happening, whether Ron Paul wins or not. Regardless, we're seeing new forms of political activism on the web, raising record amounts of money. We're seeing the left even starting to wake up and join with libertarians, paleoconservatives. We're seeing Congress with an all-time low approval rating of 11%, the president with a 23%. Approval rating, the vice president with a 10% approval rating in Gallup. I mean, is that not a total realignment and a total implosion of the credibility of the government? But then the big corporate elites, the transnationals that pretty much own both parties, they are just like they're running a steamroller, juggernauting forward or saying they don't care. So A, how big is this realignment? And in the future, what collision do you see between swelling populism and nationalism from Europe to the United States to Australia? How are they going to collide?
Well, I think they collided this year in the Senate bill where Senator Kennedy and President Bush and John McCain and Harry Reid and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and La Raza and the Chamber of Commerce all colluded for a amnesty for the 12 to 20 million illegal aliens here. And not only that, buried in it was a amnesty, a complete exemption from all civil and criminal penalties of businesses who have hired, employed, knowingly illegal aliens. So the whole idea was to basically legitimize the invasion that's taken place and to exonerate the businesses and the others who have hired these individuals and basically to give a benediction to the folks that let them in and refuse to enforce the laws. That tremendous uprising in the nation among the American people, for the first time almost in my lifetime, overthrew the establishment of both parties. I fought against GATT. I fought against NAFTA. I fought against the WTO, and we had great coalitions, and we went up to the Hill, but we were driven off the Hill by the establishment uniting and buying the votes of the congressmen. This time, the force was so powerful, they were body slammed. However, then the great coalition we formed together goes back home. The battle is over, the war is won, but the other side is coming back again, working night and day and night and day. Now, on this project, on the project of the erasure of borders and the rest, they have gone, a lot of them have gone underground, but it is undeniable that the transnational corporations want to get rid of borders everywhere. They want the ability to move their trucks in and out with their goods in and out of the United States.
And they also want to remove the old political systems, like when they set up a World Trade Organization in 95, by private interest, it now supersedes the Congress because they hand over their authority. So it's more than just the cheap goods flooding into control markets. It's about a new world order, isn't it?
It really is. But I think, we've been guarding against the new world order coming through the UN and something like that. But Russia and China are not going to submit to the UN that, you know, everybody knows it is a corrupt institution, a bunch of third world thugs and people stealing money and all the rest of it. But the real power coming is the corporations have enormous power. Alex, of the top 100 entities in the country in terms of control of money and resources, half are corporations now and half are countries. These transnational corporations, their objective is to erase all these borders. They work with legislatures incrementally. Now, what's happening in the U.S., as I say, is they've gone underground, so to speak. They're saying, oh, this is silly, in the United States, you folks are paranoid.
Yeah, they've gone to stealth mode. They've kind of submerged like a sub. So what I'm asking you is, how do you see it playing out with your political acumen and gravitas? How do you, I mean, give us two or three scenarios. How do you see it playing out?
How I see it playing out, I think Ron Paul is his nomination run is outstanding in terms of awakening the establishment in Washington to a sentiment out there that people want their country back. They want to get out of this new world order. They want to get the troops home. They want the borders secured. They want to stop exporting jobs. They want people to look out for America first. It's the same issue that we used in 92, 96, and 2000. That phrase Ron Paul is using.
But now it's exponentially building, yes.
Yeah, my concern is that the establishment, because it is working night and day, and its minions down here in Washington and the K Street crowd and the rest of them who are working for these corporations, who are working for deeper integration of the United States and Europe and Japan and all the rest, that they are still enormously powerful, and it's hard to see how we got a political leader who's going to win the presidency, who is A, aware of this, B, deeply concerned about it, and C, committed to blocking it at all costs and restoring and maintaining our national sovereignty.
Pat, what tips would you give Ron Paul in his run for president?
I think Ron Paul's doing a great job. He doesn't need my counsel right now. I would say he's probably better off focusing on New Hampshire than Iowa, because the Iowa thing is pretty much based on organization.
I agree.
Think he's going to do fine in Iowa, but I think he's got a real chance to do very well in New Hampshire, because I think a number of people will probably be eliminated in Iowa, and Ron Paul won't. He's got the resources now to go. One piece of advice I'd give him, stay in this thing. Stay in this thing. Do not let them run you out if you lose Iowa and lose New Hampshire. You keep taking that message to the country, and you keep demanding debates. My guess is you'll be cut out of the debates. Not cut out, but they won't hold debates once you break out of New Hampshire. They're fairly rare, but stay in those debates with those guys. And keep your voice in that screen, because when they start cutting you out of the debates, then the country says, well, he's out of it. And let's look at what's left. So that's what I advise him to do, but he's run a fine campaign.
Pat Buchanan, I want to shift gears and get more back into your book, Day of Reckoning, that just hit bookstore shelves just in time for Christmas. But before we do that, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, word for word, says Bush is over the states for domestic insurrection and rebellion. His PDD 51 says he's above Congress and continuity of government. Then he went to Canada 3 months ago, and I have the declaration, this was public, and said the UN is over the U.S. during massive terror attacks or biological chemical releases. The Houston Chronicle is reporting they've built detention centers for the American people. They are federalizing more and more of the police. This is now a reality. They had Tommy Franks on the payroll running around saying, after one more attack, we go to martial law. I reported this a year and a half ago. It just came out 2 months ago that preachers have been hired, and 26,000 of them, and paid, I don't know if you're aware of this, to go tell their flocks to turn their guns in if they're told and submit to an inoculations, the police state, which Hillary or whoever comes into power can use as well. Can you speak to the type of attack of Gonzalez saying there's no habeas corpus for citizens?
Well, that's if he said that point blank, that's a constitutional right of every American citizen. And I know Lincoln suspended it on his own volition during the Civil War, but it takes the Congress of the United States.
Remember,
to do
he
that.
Was in the Senate, and he said, well, yeah, you don't necessarily as a citizen have a habeas corpus. Yeah,
you do have it. I mean, that's preposterous, and there is in the Constitution, the Congress can suspend it at certain times, but I don't believe this Congress is going to do that.
Well, Pat, here's what I'm saying. PDD 51, I'm sure you've seen it, came out May 9th. I mean, the government doesn't start announcing and developing and funding these things for no reason. Why do you think that's being done?
You are more familiar with this, I'll be honest, than I am, but I find it extraordinarily, I don't believe a country that rose up the way we did against that amnesty is gonna go gentle into that good night. I just don't believe that, and I don't think the government, and I know there are folks in the military and others like that who ain't gonna go along with anything like that, and I really am dubious that Bush or Cheney are gonna try anything like that, or anybody that went in there. Would try that now. I know what Tommy Frank said, I believe, was that if there's another 9/11, we might pass legislation basically that interferes with the civil liberties of the American people. And I don't doubt if you had something like several 9/11s here, you would have a very changed society. And there's no doubt about it, and people might willingly
Pat, let's shift gears
give up certain freedoms.
Sure, let's shift gears into something else right before break. Bush is appointing a bunch of former Clinton people to the State Department and Pentagon, as you know. They are giving her speech writing lessons, telling her what the talking points are. Fox News and others have reportedly been behind her. She's gotten double defense contractor money. Is she the heir apparent?
Barack Obama doesn't think so. Look, I do think, I would have guessed as of 2 months ago that Hillary Clinton would be the next president of the United States. As of about 8 months ago, I would have said it's going to be John McCain. Now, I don't know. I think there's a chance. I mean, it's not for sure, but the way she's reacting, the way she seems to be panicking, the way she's attacking Barack Obama for what he said in kindergarten, there's a sense in my mind that she's panicking a little bit over Iowa. Now, if she loses Iowa and wins New Hampshire, she's a Democratic nominee.
But what I'm asking is, why have Republicans, certainly you know this, why have they been trying to position her?
I think many of them think she'll probably be the easiest person to beat. That's why a lot of them are attacking her.
Pat Buchanan, stay there. Final segment with you. I want to talk more about the book and how the illegal aliens are pulling down American flags at post offices, public schools, and how the media tries to cover this up. I mean, just how bad this reconquering of the Southwest is and how you think we should deal with this if you were president.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's the author of the New York Times best-selling Death of the West, the new book Day of Reckoning. And you talk about hubris, greed, the rest of it, Pat. The establishment knows that they're using the illegal aliens and the tens of millions of legals as well to break down sovereignty. so the corporates can control this country. But as you said, there's a huge realignment happening. Where do you see this going?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see in the election. Ron Paul is a wonderful man to have out there, and you've got Tom Tancredo, who is courageous on the borders, and frankly on the borders and on sovereignty and on trade, on fair trade, and the idea of bringing the jobs home. Duncan Hunter is excellent. And my concern is, though, is that clearly I think that these fellows do understand a lot of this, and I'm not sure, however, that they're going to win it. So as you look at the presidential race, it's when it comes down to the end, I think you're either going to have Hillary or Barack Obama on one side, and my guess would be Romney or Rudy or Huckabee on the other. That's a guess. Fred Thompson's a good man, but I find it hard to see where he's going to win his first primary. So that's the real power center of the White House.
So what happens in the next 4 or 5 years if Democrats do get in? They have a very low approval rating, too. It just seems the revolution for liberty is just going to grow.
I think you're right. I think, that is an excellent point, Alex. It's this. Look, these people are out of touch. The amnesty bill showed how far out of touch they are. If Hillary gets in, there'll be the, quote, path to citizenship. The security fence will not be built. There'll be some lax enforcement of the immigration laws, and the firestorm will build. This is not going away. This illegal alien issue is not going away.
Where do you see Iraq? Where do you see Iraq going?
I think we're going to find out when we bring home those five combat brigades. Clearly, Petraeus has succeeded in what he has done so far, and he's pacified Baghdad or helped pacify it. And we've armed the Sunni militias out there, but what those fellows are going to do once they take care of Al-Qaeda, who they're coming after, we're going to find out. My hope is, and it's a hope, is that we leave something standing over there that is united in at least some way and is at least pro-Western. But that is a hope more than it is an expectation.
Well, Pat, in closing, the White House put this out 3 months ago. It had been in the news 3 years ago that they're hiring admitted number three man in Al-Qaeda. They have four different groups attacking the Iranians, and the news says the Iranians are Al-Qaeda, where they're the opposite group, Shiite. And you've got all these different warlords armed. I mean, it's just going to go on, which was the original strategy that Israel wanted in the 80s, was to go in and break Iraq up in three parts.
Well, Iraq will break if they get a big oil. This is there's a sort of a neocon agenda just to get the whole thing to radicalize, dump it all over, and upset the whole chess table and throw all the pieces on the floor. And I think that could be one of the results of this, the complete balkanization of that region. Look what's happened. I mean, before India broke apart, we saw Pakistan break apart. Iran's in danger of breaking apart. They got problems in Balochistan.
Is the neocon agenda, though, stalling? Worldwide, they have lost any soft power they had.
Well, that's exactly right. And frankly, they've lost a lot of the hard power they had here in the United States. And frankly, with this report from the intelligence estimate, I don't think Bush has got the ability to launch the war on Iran that the neoconservatives have been plotting and planning and propagandizing for months.
So they're completely blown. But
not completely blown. They got the ability to slide back.
So
into power.
You think the neocons may stay in power?
They attach them. The neocons don't win elections. They attach themselves to winners. And I think in the Republican Party, some of the Republicans, Rudy Giuliani's is totally neocon foreign policy advisors.
So you're against Giuliani?
Well, I'm not. I'm certainly not endorsing. I'm certainly not endorsing Rudy.
Absolutely. Well, the new book, Day of Reckoning, in stores everywhere on Amazon.com by Patrick J. Buchanan. Pat, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour with Dr. Corsi. Let's go ahead and get him on the line. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.